Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, wildlife warriors, the extraordinary commitment of everyday people working to save disappearing species and habitats, and a fair and balanced story of a man traveling the world from the seat of a teetering unicycle. But first, forget garage bands. It's all about garage science. DIY tinkerers working on shoestring budgets are producing some mind-blowing advances. Think mud-generated power and homemade lightning. Indie science is not just for garage geeks to impress their friends, though we are impressed. The seeds of serious work, even discovering a cure for cancer, are being planted in basements, storage closets, and even cars across America. Judy Dutton wrote about some recent DIY breakthroughs for Mental Floss magazine, and she's on the line with more. Judy, great to have you on the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So in this high-tech age, we have so many shiny labs, specialization in research. Looks like the garage tinkerer is still thriving.
Absolutely. You know, these people are scrounging on eBay for used parts, or they're making their own makeshift kind of chemicals and chemical equipment, and they're doing just great. They're coming up with incredible breakthroughs, even cures for cancer or cyborg robotic roaches that travel around via remote control. It's really amazing what they're doing.
Well, I'd love to hear about those roaches. That's, you write about them. It's kind of a classic story. Two friends start a project in their mother-in-law's garage. Now, Judy, why would we want remote control roaches?
Well, actually, the military has explored the use of remote-controlled insects to use for surveillance and things along those lines. Because, obviously, a little roach can, you know, slip behind enemy lines much more quickly than something bigger, like a human. So that's what kind of got the idea in their head of, wow, well, maybe we could create a remote-controlled roach ourselves. And that's when they started doing it in his mother-in-law's basement.
So we have a link to a video of Greg Gage and Tim Marzullo, who worked on this project together. It's very funny. You see the video, and, you know, they're both there in their sweatpants. And that seems pretty typical. But this is interesting because they started knowing that the military was experimenting with this, and then they ended up getting funding from the National Institutes of Health. Why NIH?
Because the applications for, it's not just about remote controlled roaches, it's also the fact that the work they're doing in terms of controlling the brain and affecting the brain could also have other potential human applications. For example, treating conditions ranging from deafness to Parkinson's.
I mentioned that we have a link to a YouTube video of them testing out their remote-controlled roach, but YouTube also comes up in other inventions either to show the accomplishment or sometimes to even advance the experiment. I'm thinking of, is it Erie Gentry? Is that how we pronounce her name?
Yeah, I think that's right, yes.
She was working on cancer, curing cancer. You know, one of her friends, a close associate, died. She learned how to draw her own blood from watching a YouTube video. And in this ultimate kind of mashup, she doesn't have access to a $12,000 device needed to handle cells in a sterile environment. So she rigs up her own for, what, $25 or something?
Right, exactly. And it was made out of a plastic bin, which she cut out a few holes for her hands. She attached a HEPA air filter she bought at Walmart, and she just scrounged around. She found some carbon dioxide dry ice that she put in some Ziploc bags and put it in there. And, she was pretty much, her lab was as effective as what you could get at some high-end facility, and yet she did it on a dime.
And her lab was in her car, I think, right?
Yeah, exactly, in her garage, and she moved her car into the driveway, and that's where she kind of set up shop, in her garage.
But she faced another problem. You can't just pick up, you know, cancer cells at the corner market. Where did she get those?
Right. That was the trickiest part of her challenge, and it turned out that she lucked out when a friend of a friend who worked at a cancer lab decided to slip her a batch of cancer cells.
So what did her research yield?
So what she did was she had heard that people's own immune systems could actually fight off cancer cells, and so what she did was she drew her own blood and mixed her own blood with the cancer cells and then left it under a microscope to see what would happen. And what ended up happening was her own blood cells ended up attacking and killing the cancer cells.
Really something.
Now,
let's turn now to Mud Power. We're talking about DIY garage tinkerers and some of the great advances that they're coming up with. Keegan Cook, he got microbes within mud to start actually pumping electricity. Now, first of all, where did he do his research?
He did his research in a storage closet at a construction firm. So he just rented out the storage closet for like $50 a month or something like that. Because he didn't want to do it at home because he was worried his roommates would start worrying about strange microbes he's growing in the kitchen. So he rented a storage closet.
So how does Mud Power actually work?
Well, the little microbes in mud, actually, they kind of munch through material, and in doing that, they create a sort of energy and electric current, and that electric current can be harvested, and that's pretty much what he did, and pretty much a bunch of microbes in mud can produce, a decent amount of electricity to power lights, and if you get enough mud, you could power a whole house. It would take a lot of mud, but still, it kind of it works on its own. It doesn't need anything extra or any. You never need to change the batteries. Let's put it that way.
One of the things I love, Judy, about reading your stories on this is that you kind of go through the scientific process with these people, and you learn that it's kind of basic. You experiment. Something doesn't work. You try it again. One of the humorous things about the mud watt experiment was that he tried feeding the microbes hot dogs, but that didn't work for them.
Right. The hot dogs have too many preservatives in there that the bacteria just couldn't quite get a good munch on. It couldn't get a good handhold on them. So, yeah, they didn't like hot dogs, but they did like a few oddly English things like tea. They loved tea, and they loved Marmite spread.
Oh, right, the salty stuff the English put
mm-hmm.
on their toast. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so quickly, just wanted to get to creating lightning, I guess is the way to put it. Tell us a little bit about this last experiment.
Sure. Well, there was this girl named Carolyn Worden, and she had heard that there was this thing called ball lightning, which is lightning except in a ball form, in a spherical form. And it does actually occur in nature. It's very rare. But her dad had actually seen it once, and she started reading up on it and decided she wanted to create balls of lightning in her own garage. And it turns out she could do it. She could whip up balls of lightning in a bucket of salt water with a certain amount of current, and of course she had to take a lot of safety precautions. But in doing that and doing it in exactly the right way, she was able to create these huge green glowing balls of lightning in her garage.
There's a picture of one of those, and there's also directions to making a mud watt. We have links to that article that Judy wrote at wordofmouthradio.org. But Judy, quickly, her dad was a physicist, but it seems encouraging that DIY science, a garage science, is stepping up. Have I got that right?
Oh, it's so encouraging. It's very inspiring to think that these things, you don't need to be a scientist in a lab and have a PhD and millions of dollars of equipment to do this stuff. You can do it on a dime in your own garage. I think that's great.
Judy Dutton, I want to thank you so much for filling us in.
Thanks so much.
Judy Dutton there, opening the garage door. She's an author and journalist. In her article, Forget About Garage Bands, it's all about garage science. It's in this month's issue of Mental Floss. And you will find links to find a video of the remote-controlled roaches and others that we mentioned at wordofmouthradio.org. You definitely want to see it.